Yeah, we're basically providing an opportunity for community groups, individuals, and members from the community to come together and to show the city of Nottingham that they are tired and they want to make a positive stance against youth violence and youth killing. And it's a public display that we want it to stop, we want it to end.
Will it make a difference? You mentioned you'd done it before. That was after the murder of Daniel Beckham.
Yeah, I think basically what we've realised, although we did the event in 2007 and we were able to gather a lot of momentum back then, we realised that that momentum has obviously slowed down and we need to pick up that momentum again. But this time, I think, have a more of a strategic approach rather than a knee-jerk reaction. This event would be one of many events that we could be organising throughout the year.
What kind of things?
And one thing that we're going to be doing, for example, we're going to present to the City Council something that we're calling the 360 Pledge. And basically, we've realised that a lot of young people don't actually feel a part of the community, don't actually feel a part of Nottingham's society. And as a result of that, we're asking young people to sign up to this pledge. We're asking businesses also to sign to this pledge and also the City of Nottingham. We call it the 360 Pledge because we realise that businesses, local authority and individuals play a key role in actually breaking the cycle of violent crimes and offending and providing young people with an alternative escape route out and an opportunity to participate in what we call a prosperous society.
A lot has already been done, though. You know, we all remember the headlines of Shottingham and all of that. And since then, loads have been done in communities with young people. And yet we're still in a situation where our young people are shooting each other again. We've had 6 firearms incidents in the space of just a month.
Yeah, that's correct. But if you remember, I think our march was in 2007, where in 2012, 5 years later, there's a new generation of young people that's emerging. Last year's headline in November said that there's 1 million young people who are unemployed. And as a result of that, we are experiencing a generation of young people who would never get the chance to work, who would never get a chance to actually break that cycle of poverty and to gain meaningful employment. So we are facing new challenges, both socially and economically. And I think it's about finding a solution by which we can actually engage with these young people and find and provide them an opportunity to break that cycle of offending and to lead a life that's offence-free.
We all remember, as I said, you know, that those headlines that Nottingham got, that terrible reputation that the city got in that time. And we've all been quite keen to get away from that because it was bad for the city. But do you think in doing that, we're perhaps avoiding talking about what is a very real problem?
I think, yes, we did have a bad reputation. I think we should give a lot of credit to the police who've worked very, very effectively. And also the City Council have done their part in regards to having strategic policies to engage communities. However, I certainly feel that more can be done.